Welcome to the Stripped Down Know Nothing podcast, focusing on Rowan Atkinson. That's right, whether he makes you say yay or boo, from Blackadder to Scooby-Doo, we're It's All Being Done, the podcast. Is he more man or bee? It's my co-host, Evan.
You were hired to do a job. Get out of my house. It's my co-host, Saker.
Oh.
I feel like that's how the show is going to end. Oh, they already showed us the end. It's like him on trial.
Death row. They did. I forgot we started in medias res, didn't we?
Yeah. Or yeah. In medias res, as the Brits say.
Why? Because it's only one media. They're right on math. Maths.
Maths? Because oh, yes. It's multiple types
yes.
of math.
Yes. I'm doing mathematics. I'm not doing mathematics.
Well, you don't say readings.
I'm doing readings. Well, because you're only doing one at a time. But with mathematics, I'm doing a lot.
Okay, so you like linguistics.
Yes. That's why they say I'm doing lingies. And we say I'm doing lingo.
And then sometimes we'll say science, and sometimes we'll say sciences. Well, arts and sciences.
We talk about the sciences, right? We say I'm going to science class. Nobody says I'm going to sciences class. That's a very strange thing to say.
Yeah.
You're right, though. Maybe we should do readings.
Fucking American English is... Readings. Bullshit. Readings.
Readings.
I'm going to readings class. I'm going to social study.
Yeah, that's an internal pluralization. Yes, I'm going to surgeon's general class.
I'm going to courts martial.
Wait, is it courts martial?
I think it's courts martial.
But the idea there is, like, surgeon's general is like, surgeon is the noun. General is like the adjective, right?
But it's court martial. Court is the noun.
Court is describing martial. What kind of martial it is.
No, martial is the type of court that it is.
Oh, court martial.
Yeah.
Why do we do that?
God, fucking Brits. I don't know. The British made us.
It's always the Brits.
I do want to call out how weird this is because we're sitting in front of the computer now instead of like across from each other and you're much higher than me. Like you're like looking down on
power
me.
Differential.
You're a solid 6 inches higher than
now
me.
Now you know what I feel like every time. Yeah, man. I just feel powerless. I feel like... I don't have a good footing on.
Well,
on
I always get that feeling because I'm very tall, so I never have people looking. So it's always weird to meet someone my size or bigger.
Does it feel good?
It feels like a challenge.
Okay, you always feel threatened.
Because not a threat, but like I'll look over and I'll see someone and be like, "Man, that guy's fucking tall. Mm-hmm. Like he looks like a freak." And I'm like, "Wait, I'm like an inch or two taller than him. Is that what I look like when I'm surrounded by like normal human beings?"
Do you look at people and immediately judge them for their like, what a fucking freak?
No, it's just like tall people look weird.
Yeah, well,
like
legit.
Especially like a lot of tall people aren't like proportioned well.
Yeah,
so they'll just have like fucking long ass arms and legs or something. Or
what do you feel like your worst proportion is? Do you feel like your fingers? I have a.
No. You see,
I have a student right now. Let me tell fucking so I can get fired for this.
Could you do name and like last four of their soch?
Uh-huh. This is Grango Kimbus
and last
soch
four is
0001.
Eggplant emoticon.
He's the first guy.
There's got to be a time when soches click over, right?
There has to be. Well, I think we're constantly getting dead people soches. They retire them. Right. Well, they don't retire them. They reuse them. Right. Reduce, reuse, recycle.
That's got to be like fuck up a vampire though.
Yeah, vampire. Wow, how the fuck?
Imagine like going to sleep and then like for 100 years, like you go to sleep in like the 1950s or something. Wake up in 2050, try to get a bank account, and they're like, "You just stole a 5-year-old social security number, you piece of shit."
Did you read that article about that guy who stole someone's soch and his identity, but the real person whose soch and identity it was like, "Hey, this is my identity," but then they like. Put him in a mental hospital because he kept insisting that he was the real guy. But the other guy was like, "No, it's me. I have a bank account. This is my bank account. See?" And he was like, "No, I'm Robert Jones. This is me." He was put in a mental hospital for delusion. It was insane.
I am character actor Doug Jones.
And they're
like, "We've never seen you without the makeup, dipshit. What do you even look like?
You don't look like a fish at all.
You don't look like Pan's Labyrinth,
this
man.
Water is not shaping me.
The satyr.
Interesting. You went to the satyr and I went to the creature.
I literally just saw like on fucking, I don't know, Facebook reels or whatever, like a Doug Jones eating in the satyr costume. And it's weird because he's just like smiling, eating like a fucking sandwich or something. He's got his little Coke with his straw in it because he can't take the makeup off.
He had no eyes. Right?
That was the satyr had eyes.
I'm thinking the...
The eyeless man.
The eyeless man.
He had eyes too.
Well, not where you'd expect.
Little butthole.
Who was the satyr?
Also Doug Jones. Oh, he's the guy who like led you into the labyrinth, right?
Oh.
He was like the creepy ass guy who was like, come into the like, speaking in Spanish, so I'm not gonna do that, but like come into my I'm not gonna pretend to do Spanish.
Unca Ponca Labyrinth. That's, what does he think Spanish is?
Fucking hutties.
That'd be so good. Why don't we ever there's no movies that are in a completely fictional language with subtitles.
I
would like that.
They kinda got into that with like Game of Thrones, like where there are like whole scenes in like Valyrian and like Dothraki.
That's true.
Where they have like constructed languages. And then sometimes you'll get like,
you're a Star Trek boy. Do they do it with Klingon?
Sometimes. But okay. You'll never have like a full scene in it.
Okay.
Especially in the older ones, because people didn't do that back in the day.
Right. Yeah.
They'll just mix like, and also everyone has fucking universal translators and no one knows how to talk in Star Trek because they like put a universal translator in you when you were a kid. So you don't really learn language.
Oh.
It's all mediated by like a fucking AI.
Is it intent? Is that how
I think so. Yeah, it just reads intent. I don't know. It's magic, right? It's Star Trek.
So poetry doesn't exist in Star Trek, right? There can't be poets because how do you use language?
I've never heard anyone recite a poem.
Isn't like Picard like flowery in his prose sometimes?
Yeah, but here's the thing. The French don't give you a universal translator until you're like, because they want you to have an accent.
Oh.
But he has a British accent, so I'm not sure about that.
Is this real?
Yeah, because he's because they want you to. That was how it was explained, that he had an accent, because no one should have an accent because everyone has a universal translator, right? But my like headcanon is you can like program the translator to give you like a certain a certain sound. But here's the thing, like your lips are moving because the translator doesn't change what people. So I'm talking to you in Klingon or something like that. I'm like, and you're like, you're just hearing like, yeah, hey, how you doing?
Like, so you think, so,
have you seen my dog? He got out. He's just kicking around the station.
You can't name a dog that anymore. That's incredibly
Targ.
Judge Targ is in the house.
Well, Targ is what they're. Yeah, that's the rewrite.
I'm sure. I know. But that's, so do you think lip dubbing is bad in the Star Trek? Because you're not hearing what the lips are.
It's like, I think the universal translator is like in your head. So it makes their mouth look like they're talking.
I don't like, is there an episode?
So sometimes you'll see like lips clip.
Really?
Like into each other. Or like that AI artifacting where it's like.
Like fucking Bullion is just like
touching you on your groin and talking real slow at you.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think that, I'm gonna keep asking, is there an episode where the translators go rogue, right? Seems like prime territory. Oh, there is.
Yeah, there's ones where, not where the translator go rogue, but like they stop working or something. Like,
yeah.
It's a Deep Space Nine episode called Babel.
I was just about to say that is what it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
So nobody can understand each other, but then they figure out another fucking mathematic language or I don't know. I don't remember.
DS9 knew how to do it.
Yeah.
You know?
They did.
You agreed with me and then looked at me suspiciously.
I know you hate Star Trek and you're not a Star Trek boy, but I feel like, I don't know, it's a little too cerebral for you.
Oh, DS9 or Star Trek in general?
In general.
Okay.
You're not really, I don't know, I don't think you're a galactic politics boy. You're more of a Star Wars fan.
Yes. Right? I like the fights. I like the music.
You're doing the one a second.
What do you mean? We're having a good time. We're doing it right, buddy. All right.
I'm going to clip out for those of you at home. Saker takes 1 second pictures of everybody once a day, I think. And then
I capture a second of my day. Whatever I think the most interesting part of my day is going to be.
He films people without their consent.
So I film people without their
consent. But like 3/4 of them are bathroom shots. And I don't know how he keeps getting them.
Slipping it right under the stall. I tie a little string to my phone and then I press record. I throw it under a stall and then I shoot it on back.
I unscrew the shower head and then I put the camera in.
A little tiny. Wow. Star Trek. What a magical, magical world.
I mean, I don't hate Star Wars, but I think I'm a Star Trek boy always. Through and
Star
through.
Wars.
What is Star Wars to you? We're doing an interview show now.
Oh, what's my Star
what's
Wars?
What's your Star Wars?
What I love is that New York is like one of the characters in Star Wars. You know what I mean?
It's like the fifth city.
It's like the fifth Skywalker. You've got Rey, you've got Luke, you've got Leia, you've got Anakin.
New York City.
Wow, that actually works. There are 5 Skywalkers. Are there any other Skywalkers?
Ben. Kylo Ren.
Oh, Kylo. Well, yeah.
Kylo Ben.
No, he was a. Well,
he's Leia's son.
Leia's so he's a Solo.
Okay, he was... that's paternalistic. I don't think so. I think he would probably identify more as a Skywalker than a Solo.
He didn't like Luke. Luke tried to fucking kill
him. He didn't like his dad either. He literally killed his dad.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Sorry, spoilers for fucking
for a 50-year-old
dog shit movie.
Dog shit movie? Episode 4 is it, or 6 is a dog shit movie?
Is that the one?
5?
That,
5.
Is that the one he kills his dad in the Abrams, the second Abrams one, right?
Oh, I thought you were talking about Luke killing Darth Vader.
Oh, no. I liked that one.
Okay. That's a good one.
I was
one.
Talking about Kylo Ren killing Han Solo because... Harrison Ford was just tired of playing the character.
Nine, I think. What a fucking dog shit movie.
Yeah, that was,
what
I think, my least favorite Star Wars. I would.
Oh, by far.
I would prefer to watch the prequels. And I do. At least once a year.
I have a ranked list of all my Star Wars. Let's.
Okay, first Star War. Star War 1. World War... Star Wars 1.
I ranked them, like, chronologically.
Well, you know, you ranked the literal wars in them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So, like, there's...
Clone,
like,
Wars.
Clone Wars.
Number one with a fucking bullet. You can't beat the Clone Wars.
And there's the one war where they fight the Trade Federation.
That's a good one. That is a good one. It's episode 1? What is that?
Yeah.
I don't know where it is. Here it is. All right. What is your favorite Star Wars mainline movie? Do you know?
No. I couldn't say off the top of my head.
Okay. For me, both Solo and Rogue One are higher than any of the numbered movies.
I enjoyed both of those movies, honestly. Like,
Solo rips.
Solo was awesome, and I wish it had gotten more. I wish they had let the fucking actor do his own thing instead of making him play fucking Han.
Yeah.
But,
And I wish it had been directed not by Ron Howard, but by the Lego Movie guys that got fired from it.
I wish it had been directed by Clint Howard.
I wish it had been directed by Clint Eastwood.
I wish it had been by Howard Johnson.
I wish it would have been directed by Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, no. How
do Where I get are you going to go one? From there, asshole?
I should have been directed by my big Johnson.
Yeah! He pulled it out. Why isn't this a video podcast?
No.
We'd have a great time. Let me just set this up right here.
No, I don't want to be filmed. I don't consent to this.
Ebbo.
Hey.
We got some work... Who would Rowan Atkinson play in the Star Wars universe?
Yeah, I think that was my question. That came. Was I mean, he would play some fucking alien in a Muppet bar, right?
I don't know.
Or he would play like a fucking assassin or something.
That would be great.
Like a bumbling assassin. Like, you send him... You don't... So he doesn't... You don't hire him to do something to your enemies. Like, you just... Everyone knows what he does, except for him.
Yes.
So you're like... What would his name be? Some, it has to be a B. Mr. B.
Oh, okay.
Mr.
Okay.
BB-8.
Okay. BB-8's dad, Mr. BB-8.
Don't call me BB-8 was my father's name. But so you hire, you're like, I need you to go work on the Death Star.
Okay.
I've got you, like, we got you a nice union job on the Death Star, and then you just assume he's going
to
destroy
it. Hire him to be around people you don't like, and then just, disaster follows.
You're not hiring him to infiltrate an Imperial base and take it down from the inside. You're hiring him to work there.
Yes.
And then he will do that.
Yes.
He will destroy
absolutely.
It. Two stones will be on top of each other.
This is the first time I've ever thought about his name. But Mr. Bean.
Uh-huh.
A bean is a food. Why is that his name?
It was going to be Mr. Lettuce, right?
Mr. Lettuce, live, please. Yeah. Please.
Does he kill people? I don't think he's ever killed anyone in Bean.
Like, incidentally played for laughs. I'm sure he caused the car accident that led to injuries that led to a death.
I think the worst is anyone, Mr. Bean or a Rowan Atkinson character has done. I mean, Man vs. Bee seems like the worst so far because he's fucked people up, but he's never, like, done serious property crime.
Well, but here's the deal. These people are rich.
Yeah, I mean, they deserve it.
Yeah.
By being comfortable.
They
work a little short with him, but again, he's an employee, right? They acted like boomers.
Yes.
Entitled boomers is what they acted like.
He's hurting his daughter in this, right? Didn't he and his daughter have a fraught relationship?
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember? Should I recap the plot from episodes 1 through 5?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the plot, which look up from episodes 1 through 5, which is basically just they hire him to do the job. He fucking torches their kitchen. He rips a painting. He locks himself out of the house. He has to get back in through a dog door. There's some dog shit humor. And all along the way, his fucking daughter is... Do you remember anything about it?
How old is his daughter? Is she an adult daughter? No, she's a young...
She was
young.
15. She wasn't young.
Okay,
right?
Because he's estranged from his wife. And I don't know... Have they shown his his ex-wife or ex-partner?
I don't think they've shown his partner.
Because
God,
I
want to
see who fucked, the
who
bean.
Who fucks the bean? What's a more, is there a more appropriate food name for Mr. Bean?
Mr. Eggplant. Am I
you
right?
Think he's got a big dick? Oh, you think yeah. that's why she fucked him?
He has to have something.
Do you think it's wide or long or both?
Both.
Damn.
I think it's perfectly
shaped. My dude's got a mini fridge
down. It's perfectly shaped. Like he takes his pants off and you just see a bright light.
Wow.
And next thing you know, you got a 15-year-old daughter.
Oh my God. He fucking reservoir dogged them. Nina is... Oh no. Nina was the owner of the house. What the fuck was his... Maddie.
Nina and Christian
yeah,
were the
Maddie.
Owners of the house.
Maddie yeah. is his daughter's name.
He sets a peanut butter trap in the microwave oven and manages to lure the bee inside. Okay.
Maddie calls him back and reminds him of his promise to take her on a holiday. So yeah, he's like ignoring his daughter by, he's calling her over and over again, but she doesn't like him, because he fucks it up. And then he clarified he cannot meet Maddie until next week as he is busy with his job. That's where we are with the Maddie thing.
Okay.
And then insofar as the bee thing, I think it's just sort of an ongoing saga. I don't think we've developed that relationship enough to really talk about it.
So the bee is like the unquiet spirit of somebody he's killed in a previous life.
That makes a lot of sense, like, yes.
It seeks eternal revenge.
Here's my question.
The two of them are locked in a struggle through 1,000 lifetimes.
I don't know if we talked about this, but why is this not a Mr. Bean movie?
It is.
But why not the branding? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, probably because they don't own it. Like Netflix couldn't get the rights to Bean. Or maybe, okay. I don't know, because Rowan Atkinson kind of owns the character,
I would
right?
think so.
Or maybe like some fucking BBC4 owns it or something like that.
That's
that
could very, be, not like... even BBC, but a fucking subsidiary. Yeah, okay, that makes sense. All right. Well, should we get into the bean? Are we ready to bean it up?
We're ready to bee it up.
Is there any Rowan Atkinson news? This is what I should do. So instead of fucking Brannigan Ladies news, we should look up some Rowan Atkinson news. You ready? So here's the latest on Rowan Atkinson. His Lexus LFA supercar is up for sale.
14 hours ago.
He moved his girlfriend into his home. Do you want to see his girlfriend?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's take a look. Let's judge. You can judge how tall she
like
is
that.
And if you
I
like her.
I do not like that title, though. Rowan Atkinson has moved his girlfriend Louise for like she's an object into his home in London.
Okay, she's a British comedian and actress. There she is. How old?
Oh no.
Oh no.
I mean, she looks easily 20 years younger than him.
She was born, it does not say when she was born. Okay. Uh-oh, this is rough.
Louise Ford age was the first thing that came up.
Was it really?
Because when you look for any woman, it will tell you 43 years. So she's as old as I am.
Okay. And Rowan Atkinson.
I bet he's like 63, right?
I will tell you he's 69.
Oh
baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rowie.
So that's kind of gross. But here's the thing. Like, it's not bad. She's 43.
Yeah.
Right?
If she were 20, that would be a problem. Yeah.
So, I mean, the 26-year age difference is bad.
He did just get divorced in November. And then moved his girlfriend in April. So that's a little weird, too.
His
right?
unreasonable behavior. Do you think he beaned her?
Wait. He's been dating this woman for 2 years. Oh, so he just finalized his divorce
okay.
in November. But he's been dating this 32-year-old for 32? Wait a second. Hold on. 43?
About 43 years.
Okay. But this is a news thing. Yahoo Movies.
Okay.
32. All right. Well, they're incredibly private people, so who the fuck knows? All right. Well, good for them.
She always lies about her age.
Good for Rowie. Anything else that we need to know
Seven
about?
Seven facts you might not know about Mr. Bean's Rowan Atkinson.
He's trolled over electric vehicle criticism. All right. None of this is interesting. All right. Well, then, let's just fucking get into it. Here's
he
your
hates Netflix. Electric vehicles.
We're on episode 6. So we ended on episode 5 previously. So, viewers, we are putting on our headphones right now to enjoy the bean content.
Roll that beautiful bean Woo-hoo! Footage.
Indeed.
Is that the old commercial?
That is the old commercial.
Oh, it's weird. I feel weird because now I can hear my voice louder than yours.
Yeah, I don't like it. All right, so listeners, if you are joining in with us, we are on chapter 6, and I'm hitting the play button right now. Ooh, we got the da-dong.
We hear that. I don't know what the Netflix one is called. The HBO one's the Static Angel.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to do one ear because I can't hear you.
I'm doing that now.
Okay, yeah.
Okay, he's in. Oh, the house looks moderately okay.
Well, as I recall, the only thing that got burned was like the trophy room, right?
Okay.
Sorry, how we left off with the bee is he vacuumed the bee up. He burned the dust bag that the bee was in. He thought the bee was in.
Oh, okay.
And then now he's cleaning up. Oh, the painting. I forgot. Ripped. But then we saw the bee escape at the end of last episode from the tube of the vacuum.
So he's coming in now and he's calm.
Yeah. He thinks he knows what's up.
He's figured it out.
He has figured it out. You know, my painting upstairs just ripped. Enzo threw something at it. Now there's a rip in it.
Oh.
How do you repair a painting? Impossible.
You get a bean.
Oh, he did the... That's funny. I like that.
Oh, he's happy.
He did it. I mean, this is... The journey is over. The bee is dead. Long live the bee.
Well, long live the man. Oh, they got some Voss water in there?
Damn. Rowan Atkinson looks too old to be house-sitting. You gotta get a young boy to house-sit. Celebrate.
Okay, so he's looking up stuff on his phone for his daughter.
Yeah. Boy, Bean.
Oh, there he goes.
See, he's a more complete man now. I love this. That's great. Good for him. Is he sleeping in the laundry room? Do you remember?
It has to be. Yeah. I mean, they probably made up a little bed for him in the servants' quarters.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay, so he is sleeping in the laundry room.
Boy, we've forgotten. Oh, remember when he imitated the woman's voice?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a funny episode.
In 1513, Columbus sailed the ocean green. Oh, no.
We've got a
third actor, a thief.
Mr. President, a third actor has hit the bee.
Oh, two thieves.
Oh, three thieves. This is fucking wild.
Or are they the security company because he called them?
They don't prowl. Why are they whispering? Oh, okay, that was the joke. So she's staying with her mom right now. Is that correct?
Yeah, you'd have to.
Oh, it is the security company. I think you're right. They have patches.
Or maybe they're dressed as security company because they're definitely hacking in. Hacking into the mainframe.
I love it when you have a realistic hacking bit.
Oh, wow.
Damn,
yeah. Okay, so he has talked to his wife.
I don't like when Bean's eyes roll back in the back of his head.
I don't like when he opens his mouth and then just like centipedes crawl out.
I don't like it when I get ringed by Bean.
I actually don't like when he talks.
No, neither do I. He's a great mime.
He should be talking like this.
The fucking classical mime.
Oh, the Isle of Wight. I wanted to go to the Isle of Wight. That's like that little island, the Isle of Man, like midway between Wales and fucking Ireland. Except there's not much to do there. It's just kind of a small island.
An Isle of Wight and an Isle of Man, but there's no Isle of Black or Isle of Woman. That feels very fucking normative.
White is just Old English for man. Dongus. Their flag is awesome, too. It's just like a Triskelion of like bare legs.
Oh. Did you hear the story about how the Triskelion was named?
No.
Oh, like...
Here it comes.
No! Somebody wrote in and was like, why is it called a Triskelion to the company? And they were like, we went through our records and we don't know why the biscuit is called a Triskelion.
What's a Triskelion?
The little crackers?
Never heard of it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they're like Ritz's.
A Jaffa cake! Okay. So the thieves have gotten in. The thieves have accessed the
Mr.
building.
President.
So here's the thing. It would be great if the thieves came in, stole everything, and got away with it, but like everything was fucked up, so they couldn't sell any of the art. Like,
oh, but then Trevor would still get in trouble. That's the problem.
Well, I think this is the win condition for him.
Oh, that's true. If all your shit gets stolen, then they never knew that it was...
Right, because like...
Yeah, you're right.
How could you expect a house sitter to like fight three thieves off?
Absolutely. Like, shit, and they would see that it was hacked. That
so
would
yeah,
not be
so
fault.
The play is, you see the thieves.
Let them do their thing.
You hide.
Yeah.
Let them do their thing, and then you tie yourself up somewhere.
How do you propose? It's a hard thing to do.
Oh, they got us. Oh, no.
Oh. Wait, did the bee set off the flush just now?
Yeah, because it crawled in through the fucking...
Did some wet work.
Did some wet work. The bee's back. Just smash it, dude.
Oh, he's so scared. I don't like also the B CGI. They should have had a bee handler on set.
Oh, he's trying to smash it. Okay. He doesn't even care now.
You don't smash a bee with your hand.
Oh, man. Bidet.
B-day.
I tried to get bidets for my house, but my plumbing is too old.
Really?
Yeah, the toilets are from like the 70s or some shit.
Wow. Mine just straps onto my seat.
I know. They're really easy to do. Yeah, but you have to like tie it into your water line, and mine don't do that.
Yeah.
Because the toilets are too low. God. So I have to get my toilets replaced if I want to squirt water on my bum bum.
I can't live without my bidet, man. It's so fucking
I want one. I want one so bad.
You want to use mine after this episode?
No.
Okay. Just checking. I hope these two plots never converge. I hope the thieves get away with whatever they're doing and we just go back to the man versus bee story. This is it.
He's got it. Yeah, you just like plunge that thing.
Yeah.
Right?
You don't pull, push, baby.
Yeah, it escaped. What's wrong with you? Obviously escaped. I do like the thief with a facial scar. Like, if I were in a different line of work, I would see if I could get myself a facial scar.
Yeah.
Because that adds a level of seriousness, especially a like...
Why a different line of work? You would be a great OSU employee.
With like a milky eye and like a fucking facial scar
that
down from...
That would rule.
Okay, so Bean is fucking flipping out because he is after the bee, but the thieves think that he's after them.
That's correct. Are you explaining the plot to our listeners?
Yeah, because I don't imagine many of them are actually watching the fucking thing.
We've had several people say... One guy on our Discord said... Are you guys doing Man vs. Bee again soon? This is a reason I still have a Netflix subscription.
Oh, okay. Well, here you are, Jorky.
Isn't it sad how one bad review has remained in our brains forever? Oh, Jorky.
Here you are, Mark Paul Gosselaar. Okay. I do like that bit where he's just fucking flipping out.
Yeah.
And the thieves are like, we don't want to overwhelm you. Like, there are three of us and one of you, but you seem... Like, it's like the small, vicious animal thing where, like, you see somebody who's obviously willing to throw down. Like,
yeah.
Obviously going to come at you.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's, like, eight of us, but, like, I don't want any of that. So you're going to, like, back away from a smaller thing because it's just violent.
Happened to me just yesterday with a goose. I was like, it's coming towards us. There are three of us, but let's just walk. Do you think you could kill a goose if you had to?
Oh, yeah. I feel okay. like, Strangle I think we've talked about this on the,
yeah,
the
I think
pod
we
before.
Have to.
I think
that,
like, I think I could kill it with like a karate chop.
Yeah.
Like, uh-oh. The thieves have locked themselves in. Now, oh, okay, end of episode. They're in here with the bee. Second episode started.
Wait, oh shit, it just rolled right into it.
Yeah, that's what Netflix
does
now.
Oh, Netflix does that now. Oh my God. Okay, so we're on chapter 7, y'all. Wow, that was so scary, and it skipped all the preamble. So we're just right into it. The bee is flying, 1748.
Okay,
you're there.
So it's okay. So the thieves are trapped in like the record room.
God, we don't have much of this left, dude. How are they going to wrap up all these plot lines? We got Maddie. We got thieves. We got B.
So they've been in there all night.
Yeah. Do you think they slept?
No. I behind the couch together, like hugging each other.
Yeah.
Because they're so afraid of this fucking 69-year-old man. Oh, yeah. Although he's probably 68 at this point.
This was. Came out in 2022, which means it was filmed in probably
2021. So he's like 67, 66 here.
Bright and sprightly. God, what a bougie fucking.
Yeah.
Somebody reported a parked car. A legally parked car.
Unfamiliar, though. Oh, well.
Is that it? Did we wrap it up?
That resolved pretty quickly.
What the fuck? And with no involvement from...
Yeah.
From Trevor. I was sleeping. That's a perfectly legitimate answer.
They are professional thieves, ma'am.
Yeah. Look at this hacking device. Straight out of fucking Fallout.
Yeah. They had to play like 3 mini games to get in here.
All WarioWare mini games. They had to pick somebody's nose. They had to.
So it can do it itself, but I just like enjoying, like, I just, you know, I want to see who can pump up these balloons the fastest. So my auto deck, it'll ask you a bunch of trivia questions. If you get them wrong, it purposely fries the system. Oh shit, the bee's in there.
What just happened with those burglars? What was the point of that?
So it's like a red herring, because they're like oh shit, there are burglars in there, but you know, the bee is the real threat.
Sure.
Or what if, okay, what if every episode is written and directed by a different person?
Yes.
So you get real like Abrams verse thing where it's like, no, none of that happened. Actually, here's what happened. Like,
Chinese whispers the whole time.
So they, I don't know if you can say that anymore.
Can you not?
Oops. Telephone.
A telephone. Okay. Sorry. I apologize to all of our listeners.
I was going to say you can edit that out, but you can't because we have to.
I know,
we
it's live. It's fine. Lick that shit. Oh, the dog is allergic to peanut butter.
Oh, yeah. I hope the dog doesn't get washed in the washing machine, because it would boil the dog, right?
How many people do you think watched half of Man vs. Bee and then 7 months later watched the other half of Man vs. Bee? What does Netflix think of you?
Four. Well, at least two we know of, you and I. Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ.
He's rigged some sort of destructive device?
Yeah.
Like, what is this gonna be?
He's gonna close the bee in there. Oh my god, no!
So,
he's going to gas that dog.
Oh no. Cupcake. So the bee loves peanut butter, though.
Yeah.
And then that just fills it with...
Wait, what the fuck?
Okay, so yeah, he is going to gas... He's going to gas that. Oh, no.
This is horrifying.
Does the dog die? Do you think the dog dies?
I don't... This is like lighter fare. This is a Netflix...
So he is spraying 5 bottles of various household... air freshener, mostly.
Yeah.
The dog's dead. He's killed the dog. Oh.
Holy fuck. Chapter 7.
The bee is dead.
The bee's fine.
Long live the bee. Oh, and he put the dog to sleep.
Yes,
okay.
I knew he wouldn't.
And the dog smells wonderful.
Do you think the dog's in a coma?
I mean, it's breathing.
Well, you'd breathe in a coma, don't you?
Wake up.
My precious.
Nina is his... Oh, Nina's the
homeowner.
Nina's
the house owner, yeah. They don't have cameras in their house. They could... This explains it all. Just do it. You can explain Cupcake. You can explain the paintings. Dude...
They put Cupcake to sleep and they fucked up a lot of your stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He just blew it. Oh my god, do you think he's going to Weekend at Bernie's Cupcake?
That's exactly what's going to happen.
Just give me 3 minutes.
Fucking wire her up like a marionette. God damn it. I knew they wouldn't have the guts to kill the dog. It is strange that it put her to sleep. If you got gassed...
Well, the thing is, like, they weren't... It was like air fresheners, mostly.
But that's not going to make you sleep, is it?
You have no idea what it's going to do to you.
That's true. Yeah.
Should we, like, huff a bunch of air? Oh, Jess, there's his wife. Okay.
Oh, shit. Oh, I think we did see her before. Yeah. God, she's so much. I mean, she's.
I do not like. This is making me nervous.
I mean,
having multiple people on the phone and expectations.
Ha ha ha! the grand tradition of marionetting.
Okay, that got me.
Wow.
Okay.
Get vet. Find vet.
Yeah, he's like, oh, yes. No, he just hung up on his wife.
Oh, my God. Yeah, fucking, yes.
Oh, and the bee is resurrecting itself.
The bee is free.
He is still risen. The bee is risen.
And his name is Christian, and the bee is risen. Do you think this is all a coincidence?
I'm hiring another house sitter to watch him.
Can't believe he's lasted this long. Oh my God. I still don't quite understand how... What the fuck ever.
Okay,
how did Bean get here?
Oh, he... car surface. He walked. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
He's in like a Jaguar or something. Yes. The bee is covered in peanut butter. Like, it's not going to be able to fly, right? Oh, no, never mind. I forgot it was a vengeful spirit. It's like a revenant. Like, fucking Leonardo DiCaprio is the bee. Oh, no. Okay, so the dog is in the Jaguar. Jaguar, I think is how the Brits say it, right?
Now he's... Okay, here's what's going to happen. Let's predict. He's going to turn the car on, close the door.
Oh, no. Okay. Oh,
fuck, the bee comes with him.
The bee has fallen into his coat.
Next episode,
we have
baby.
A bee emergency.
All right, chapter 8. Oh, look at that. We have 2 more chapters left.
Oh, man.
This is wild. Oh, okay. I thought he was going to carbon monoxide poison the dog.
Oh, no. Well, he's not going to... If he was going to kill the dog, he would have killed it already.
Yeah. We could just be, you know, stretching it out.
Oh, it's a manual.
Yeah. Or he's just very bad at pressing the gas pedal.
Oh, no. He can drive normal.
Did you ever learn to drive manual?
No.
Neither did I.
My dad tried to teach me, and like after like 5 minutes, he's like, no, I don't want you to fuck my car up.
Yeah, that's legit.
I did drive. I learned it on like a lawnmower.
Really?
Like a riding mower when I worked at a park for one summer mowing. Oh, shit. There it is.
Would you be able to identify the bee? Would you know that that's the same bee?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's covered in peanut butter.
Well, only on its feet. Oh, on its back. You're right.
Oh, man, now his fucking fingers smell like peanut butter.
I would have chickened out. We would have hit each other. Would have turned at the last moment.
Kill this. Yeah, we'll leave this world together.
How would you feel if you got into a head-on collision car accident and you found out it was Rowan Atkinson that hit you? Would you feel honored?
I'd feel great because then I could sue him for $1 billion.
Also,
I don't know, how
true.
Much do you think Mr. Bean's worth? I bet he's a five-millionaire.
He's got to have more than that. I mean, he's kind of like... I would say he's sort of the Tom Cruise of the UK.
Oh, no. He's... Oh, now he's got the...
disassembled.
He's got the... He took off the muffler off this poor 9,600 horsepower. Horsepower is such a weird way to measure something.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a little antiquated, isn't it? Should we address the fact that we haven't done an episode in 3 months?
No.
Okay. All right.
We deserved a holiday.
Mr. Bean's holiday. God, I wish there were more Mr. Bean movies for us to watch. I guess we can start doing the TV series.
Yeah. It's all Bean.
One of our listeners on our Discord did the math and was like, Born on a Pirate Ship was released this many days after Maybe You Should Drive. Stunt was released this many days after Born on a Pirate Ship. And he predicts the next Barenaked Ladies album will come out, I think, in October.
No! That's impossible.
Sorry, but...
If that happens, I'll be fucking furious. I feel like we just got done. So wait, they got a... Yeah, it's going to be 2 years.
And maybe he said next October, now that I'm thinking
about
it. Yeah,
it's
got to
be next October, because they're still touring. Like, they haven't even...
Well, they went on a small tour.
I haven't even seen, like, the hot dog pictures. They have, we would know if they were writing
the
another album.
The fuck are the hot dog pictures?
They were like, that's right. It's songwriting fuel. Him and Kev, him and Kev Griffin fry up a pack of hot dogs.
Colin Graham.
Boil up a pack of hot dogs.
Was In Flight the one that was written during the pandemic? No, that was the Tour de Force.
Yeah. So why does the dog have a cone on it? Because the cone's to stop it from chewing. So they did a surgery on that dog.
They had to remove his feet.
Okay, Mr. Bean's going to do some car repair.
Wow, that dog thing was just detoothed as well. There could have been something there.
Yeah, so the premise of the episode is something happens bad in the episode. The next episode gets rid of it in favor of a more terrifying premise. But the bee remains.
If Bean would let the bee sting him, the bee would die, right?
Yes. But the bee's not going to sting him. It's too smart for that.
It's true. You don't sacrifice yourself when there's so much war left to fight.
So, I mean, ultimately, the play is for this episode is he kills the bee and then he realizes it's but one of thousands and there's a hive in the back and now they're all after him.
Leading into Man versus Bees.
Then he dies.
Like Aliens.
Man versus Bees is just him flailing around and then like slowly losing power as the bees sting him to death.
Hey, at this point, you have to understand that what you're doing is wrong.
I mean, he's already destroyed so many things.
What's a little more at this point? Can he blame this on the robbers? No. Right? Why would they have done that?
So there is a point where you're so furious or you're so like overwhelmed by emotion that you don't care what the outcome is. Like, you don't care what you have to... And I get that with, like, inanimate objects sometimes. Like, fuck you! If you do this one more time, I will fucking smash you with a hammer. I do not care that this is going to cost me $100 to replace.
Yes. Call that getting tilted in the card game parlance. You just keep losing and losing, and you get angrier and lose more. Jesus Christ. He had the wherewithal to put on safety goggles, though.
I mean,
this isn't no longer a crime of passion if you put safety goggles on.
I don't think this is. Yeah, he's not a stupid man. Okay.
Damn, that scared me. Were we supposed to wear 3D glasses for this?
We're supposed to be actually hook up our Kinect.
Oh shit! So you can put on your Rowan Atkinson.
Put on your Oculus so you can experience Rowan Atkinson coming at you.
Up.
So there's going to be a moment where he realizes what he's done. I think this is it.
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's still... Oh, he is. Okay.
What have I done?
So he's just, like, locked in on the task. Whatever the task happens to be, all the rest of the world, like, fades to gray.
Yeah.
And he just focuses on what it is. And now he's finally forced to reckon with what he's...
He gets shit done.
Oh, the thieves must have...
cut a hole in your car!
They were after the muffler.
I found a treasure map.
Oh,
a
catalytic converter. I found a treasure map.
Oh, he's friends. Fucking take that crowbar to your fucking leg.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I would love that.
Destroy your body. You've already destroyed everything. Like,
you've destroyed everything else. Yes, precious in your life.
Like, you have to understand at some point, neither you nor the bee are getting out of this alive.
Now, we have seen him at trial. Next episode is certainly the trial.
Like, at what point do you just accept the bee into your life? Like, you're like, so he's done that. He has...
This is,
despairing music plays.
Where, on the hero's journey, where are we? Where, like, the hero gives up, right?
Yeah.
This
is... The second refusal of the call. After attempting and failing. And then his Hogwarts letter comes. We've had bee vision before, right?
Oh, I like it. The bee is trying to make him feel better. Behind this door, it will solve all your problems.
The bee is the specter of his failed fatherhood and marriage, right?
That makes sense. Can you have a ghost of a concept like that?
I don't know. Probably. Bee. He's just searching bee. Solitary bee. Oh, there it is.
The parallels between his life and the bee's life. Oh my god, he is the bee.
Olive, ejected from the only home they've ever known.
Do you think Bee Videos is an actual YouTube channel that has this?
Oh, there's got to be a Bee Videos. But also, do bumblebees have hives?
I think they probably did a shit ton of research for this show. Okay. I do imagine they do have hives. Wow, it took 0 seconds.
He just accepted the bee's friend request.
Is what happened there? If you knew that someone was pitiful, but they had tortured you, I guess you're friends with people like that. Never mind.
I'm friends with people who are pitiful but have tortured me. Not naming names.
No, not naming names. Not a single one. What did, is
oh,
this
he's building a
oh, he's building a hive or a whatever it is.
Okay, so we do.
They
okay.
had an apiary just sitting in the fucking.
Oh yeah, easily. But I guess here's the thing: we know that like this has to go bad because he does. We did see a cut of him in like the first episode with a flamethrower.
Did we really?
Yes.
I guess we. No, we. Isn't that how the place caught fire? Honey doesn't attract bees, dipshit.
They do like it, though. It does.
I thought they vomited honey.
Yeah, but they still eat it, right?
Oh, ew.
Oh, okay. Oh, never mind. He's...
I love this twist. This is nice.
He's a bad man.
He's not bad. He's just determined. Jesus Christ.
So he's making a bomb.
Next episode. Do you think the bee was able to read that YouTube video?
Yeah.
How smart is the bee?
I think the bee is capable of far beyond human thought. The bee's on like 4D chess here.
I thought that this would surely be the trial.
This is the last episode?
Yeah. This is it. We're right. done with our man versus bee content after this. Wow.
Wow.
Feels like we've come a long way.
I think we just started over again.
I think we have to put our podcast on and listen to us talking about Man vs. Bee. So, do commentary on our commentary.
So I do like those sliding glass doors, the ones that just open huge, but
yeah.
like it feels so impractical because there's no like screen door. You're just opening your house to the outside.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Agree.
And this show should be a like fucking warning to everyone about what happens when you open your door to the outside.
Jesus fucking Christ.
So he is full on IED'd this. Owners are coming home. Owners see the beehive. Bee is okay.
Jesus.
Unharmed.
He was able to see that too. God damn.
Ghost bee. Oh no.
It's gonna fall on Cupcake? Hell yeah. Let's kill this fucking dog. I'm ready.
Oh yeah. They fall
the
on
squelch.
That was a wet one.
Oh god damn.
Oh, dog's alive. No. That's just the death throes.
Wait, didn't the owners okay.
So you kill the owners too, right? There's no way out of this.
Yeah, you have to. Oh, here's the flamethrower. You're right. I mean, what do you do? I mean, Trevor can't pay back.
You kill both owners and then yourself.
But I mean, like, after you win in court. Because we know this goes to court. I mean, you take Trevor's money for the rest of his life, but...
I mean, their home is definitely insured, right?
I guess so.
Okay. I do like... That's like the best fucking scene. Fucking the bean of vengeance. So, I guess my question is this a morality play? Like, does he deserve this?
What has he done that would make him deserve this?
He's a terrible father.
Do they wear barrister rigs in the UK?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God.
They do it in all the, like, the UK. They do it in Canada still.
Holy fuck. That rules.
He's guilty.
Wow. There it is.
What? He's going to prison for 3 years. Oh, Cupcake's alive.
I'm pissed. 3 years for burning a house down.
I mean, it was like criminal negligence, basically.
I mean, they put a lot of stuff on him there. They said, like, reckless driving.
Yeah, I mean... And you know what he does? Oh, shit. Bees in his cell.
Almost certainly. But how? I hope we never go back to Rowan Atkinson. The rest is just watching these guys rebuild their lives.
Jaguar.
Jaguar. Who's they?
The insurance company.
Understood. Whoa. Time jump.
So 9 million pounds.
We're going to see how much Bean has been working out.
Oh, look at his hair. Yeah. He's got a nice
very
wig
Beatles-esque.
On.
Beatles-esque. I wish he were ripped right now. Wouldn't that rule?
Oh, yeah. Fucking ripped Bean.
Oh, my God. Okay, so we do have... Oh, man.
So now the thieves were paid to rob the house.
Yep.
It's all an insurance scam.
Holy fuck. Sorry, aren't those his accomplices? Is he telling this story 3 months later to his accomplices?
Beanley. It should be Beanley. Hello, sir. Fucking Khal Drogo just walked by. Oh.
Dino. Oh my God, he's a prison bitch. That's I wish we would get more. I would do a whole mini series of his 3 months in prison. That would be great.
I mean, he's just going to get knifed, right?
Yeah, oh, for sure he's getting shivved. Why did the homeowner tell the people that he hired that the paintings were fakes? Why would he give away his
They knew.
How would they know?
Because they're art thieves.
They just seemed like house thieves.
They were well equipped. They are a like black site team.
I mean, they're pro.
They are former Blackwater operatives. They broke into Saddam's spider hole and stole...
Jesus Christ, who brings like 3 police cars to ask questions about insurance claims?
He paid us.
That's typically reserved for court.
But also, the word of 3 fucking thieves who literally robbed your house and they're like, yeah, he paid us.
Yeah. Well, they're following the paper trail back now, of course.
How would there be a paper? He paid them in like fucking cash, right?
Cryptocurrency. Well, they let them see. I love that he saw him on the way out.
You have the right to face your accuser.
God, same fucking clothes. He was arrested on the day.
God, he should be swole. Oh, and his fucking wife and daughter are here to pick him up because...
Can you imagine how much better this show would be if they did put him in a muscle suit and his shirt were like open a little bit?
Yeah.
It would be so funny. Or if he got really obsessed with something in prison and just had tattoos.
He got $5,000 from the insurance company. Or 5,000 pounds, I'm sorry.
For what?
For insurance, for restoring $9 million
oh,
to them.
Okay, got you. Hey,
the Isle of Man! Oh, there they are!
You know your dad is not a good person, right?
He got everything he wanted, and all he had... Oh, the bee... It was the bee all along.
Yeah. Will the bee... Yeah, will the bee have done something good for him?
Oh, it returns. Is this the same bee? The bee is all in his head, right?
Oh.
It's never really existed.
That is fucking almost certainly true. This is not a real physical bee. I do want this big David Fincher psychological ending where we find out that he's been hallucinating the whole time.
Just cuts to him in a padded room.
Bee, bee,
bee, bee. So, okay, he's making peace with the bee.
Eat him.
So you're haunted by a bee, and it ruins your life.
Yeah.
Well, you have a terrifying, like, week or two. But then your life is immeasurably better afterwards.
Right.
You come out as a better person, and that just keeps happening.
3 months later.
Yeah, that's not bad. So you spend 3 months in prison, but then you...
But then he got $5,000.
Well, more like $5,800. Oh, no!
It keeps zigging when we think it's going to zag.
He has no mercy in his heart.
No.
No forgiveness.
Not a fucking bit. Oh. It's okay. Much less of a show in a little RV. Wow.
Getting some interstitial, some Marvel-style mid-credit scene.
I do love that. What do you think?
I need you for the Avengers Initiative.
What cinematic universe is this a part of? I do think it might be...
Is this a villain origin story?
Okay, so maybe this works into the M. Night Shyamalan split. Split-a-verse.
Then break-a-verse.
Ooh, I like this disco song for some reason.
Lauren Balfe's disco song?
Is this Bee Gees?
Sounds like it.
Wow.
And then the van blows up with him in it. Oh, and of course The Last Airbender.
Here we go. We got an ad for The Last Airbender. It did its little fucking algorithms, and it said, what's the closest thing to Man versus Bee?
No, it's just Netflix just put out Last Airbender, so it wants us to watch the...
Yeah.
It just shows you might like the one we just put out.
Man versus Bee. We got You versus Wild. We got Snack versus Chef. How many different shows do you think Netflix does with versus in the name?
Mitchell's versus the Machines.
Baki Hanma versus Kengan Ashura.
Till Murder Do Us Part. Soaring versus Hey Son.
What the fuck? Scott Pilgrim Takes Off. Oh, because versus the world.
Lopez versus Losa Lopez. Oh, and there it is. We only have to get to the second row for the M. Night Shyamalan verse. Glass.
Yeah, it knew. India versus Pakistan.
In cricket, I believe, which is the most inscrutable game I've ever seen in my life.
Britney versus Spears. They have a lot of versus shows. I'm kind
Bullet
of amazed.
Versus Train, Puss versus Boots, Boss versus Baby,
Sex versus the City,
Hotel versus Transylvania,
Stein versus Feld,
He-Man versus Revolution, Irish versus Wish, The versus Sandman, all the good stuff. Sex versus the City, recently added.
All right, so we need to talk about Man versus Bee.
We need to address the bee in the room.
We need to address the bee in the room.
Was it a good show?
It was a passable show. It was a show that did not offend me. It was a show that I don't feel like I wasted my time. But is that because I spent it with you?
Yeah. Did it give you what you wanted from a Rowan Atkinson vehicle?
Yeah. It was. You know what doesn't give me what I want? Like fucking Scooby-Doo. Like fucking...
Mr. Bean meets Scooby-Doo.
He's not being Mr. Bean.
Oh, yeah. He was the villain in Scooby-Doo,
yeah,
wasn't
he? Was.
Yeah.
I always want to see him as Mr. Bean. So this one did deliver, I feel like.
How much do you think they paid him to... They're like, well, we can't make you the Bean. You can't be the Bean.
I'm sure that those stats exist if we felt like looking them up. I don't know. Do we feel like doing research?
Atkinson described his character different to Mr. Bean, much nicer, much sweeter, and a more normal person. Do you think, with a weak spot for obsessiveness,
yeah,
compared to Mr. Bean's self-centric, narcissistic anarchism? So that makes sense. Okay, this guy, he could... So what we know about Mr. Bean is he does have a job.
Uh-huh. Mr. Bean's job?
He was an art looker.
Well, Trevor has a job. He's a house sitter.
House sitter.
That's paralleling your art looker.
Oh, the series composed by Lauren Balfe and the 20-song soundtrack was released.
Wow. Do you think
you want to add that to your 4,000 song playlist?
Wouldn't mind it. Do you think that they will release a sequel to Man vs. Bee?
No.
Okay.
I feel like if they were, they would have done it now, because it can't be, it wouldn't be hard to film.
No, yeah, I'm sure.
A single location. Although the stuff, I mean, they were using like real cars and shit.
Yeah, I guess they were. I mean, it's expensive, I'm sure. They had to rent out a mansion. They had to, I don't know. I'm sure there's some.
Take apart a Jaguar.
Yeah. That wasn't a real Jaguar though, right? That was a fake Jaguar. You think it was a real Jaguar? Stunt driving a real Jaguar?
I mean, maybe.
Okay. Maybe.
He was definitely driving it around. Maybe.
All right. I give this series, what are we doing? Out of Bare Naked Fully Clothed?
Yeah.
Is that how we do it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, for me, this series is, I'm bloody, I'm beaten, I ring the doorbell of my house, my wife opens the door, I am on the front step, my clothes are half burned off, I have blood trickling from my ears and eyes from the sonic fucking frequencies I've been putting out to kill that fucking bee. And you know what? I think I'm like, I have about 60% of my clothes left. They were long pants and a t-shirt, and I've got about 60% of them. Is that anything?
That's something.
Okay.
60% clothes.
60% of clothes, yes.
So you're rating it lower than the review aggregator Rotten Tomatoes, which gave it 74%, 23 critics.
I mean, I wouldn't watch
average it. Average of 5.9 out of 10. So you're giving it, you gave it a 60% and critics gave it a 5.9 out of 10. So
okay.
You're right on. You may not agree with the masses, but you're right on board with the highbrow
critics.
I've
always been a critical person. What about you? What do you think?
Well,
you've cheated and looked at that, so of course no. You're going to say 5.9 out of 10.
No. I'm back in grad school.
Uh-huh.
I'm me nowadays. The year is 2024.
Great.
I don't dry clean my clothes. Do you dry clean?
I do.
I just buy new clothes when they fall apart because we wash them.
Oh, okay. You have to iron them?
I buy non-iron button downs.
Oh, see, I wear button-up shirts every day.
So do I.
Okay.
Every day that I go to work.
Aren't they like all wrinkly when they come out of the fucking dryer?
I hang them and air dry them, and then they're fine.
Okay.
And they're non-iron, so they don't wrinkle.
Your coworkers think you're a fucking slob.
No, they think I'm the second best guy dressed guy in the office.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow, who's the first?
My good friend
Jimmy Spatz.
I don't want to say his name.
Okay. But, yeah. Does he have spats?
He wears a suit.
Damn, every day?
Suit every day.
Fucking
that's
wow.
That's his work persona.
Wow. I wore a suit. Friday was like dress up day at work, like where everybody wore like fancy clothes, and I wore a suit. And like three people said I looked like I was in the mafia, which is really insulting. I'm never dressing up a fucking kid.
Well, yeah. School. Yeah, that is kind of insulting because of your Italian descent.
It hurt. Sorry, finish your story.
And did you have family in the mob?
I did.
Ooh,
yeah.
Look at that. My town.
Y-Town represent.
That's right. Back in the 70s when it was real dangerous to be in the mob.
Yeah, that's probably when. Yeah.
That's when everyone was blowing each other up.
Yeah. My uncle died from a car bomb.
Okay, sorry about that.
I never knew him. It's fine.
I know, but still, that sucks.
Fucking horrifying. Yeah.
Whoopsie. Very sorry about that.
It's fine.
Okay, yeah. So I go to get my clothes dry cleaned, and the man. Yes.
Oh no.
And I don't think anything of it because you know they're just a local dry cleaner. I want to shop local. Don't want to go to those big. I don't want to go big dry cleaning. So yeah. He just takes my clothes.
This is man versus shirt, where he just can't figure out how to do it.
I come back in 3 days. The place is like a burnt wreck, but he is standing in the middle holding a like dry cleaner bag.
Perfectly
he's like,
cleaned.
I'll have your clothes.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Sure. So it's one shirt.
It's a button-down shirt.
With
slacks.
Okay. Right.
But there are like burn holes in them and mysterious stains I can't quite place.
Okay.
And like a radiation symbol on
the
bag.
No, Jesus Christ.
So I'm like, okay, last time I dry cleaned, I'm just buying new clothes.
Were you his first customer? Is that why this is the time that it burned? Or was it something specific about your shirt?
No, he unzips the garment bag and a bee comes out.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, no.
But he was able to save your shit.
60% of it.
Okay.
59% of it. 5.9 out of 10% of
this
it.
This wasn't Trevor. I knew you would fucking fall on that 5.9 sword, you piece of shit.
This was a fine show. Would I have watched it on my own? No.
What do you think Mr. Bean's first name is? Thaddeus?
Balthazar.
Balthazar B. Double B, baby. I like that.
Balthazar Birmingham B.
That's very good.
It's like a Roald Dahl name.
Yeah. He's royalty somewhere along the line.
Yeah, because he got... Okay, so in the Beaniverse, he's got that job because he's like the nephew of like the curator of the museum or something.
Oh, was
like that.
He?
Like it's a pity job.
Okay.
Because he's... Or there is a... They pay him to be there because he's safer there than anywhere else.
Being there. Yeah.
Be there. Being there. They pay him to be in there.
Uh-huh. I guess we could just say be there now.
Yeah.
It's another famous Atkinson role. Do you think there's any Man vs. Bee stands out there that aren't Mr. Bean stands? Do you think you could like Man vs. Bee without liking Mr. Bean? It's a wider audience.
I bet you could, because like he doesn't... You don't get the... It's not pure Bean, right? He's a different character. Although
yeah.
he gets up to the same sort of antics.
It's the same show.
There's not a maliciousness to it like there is in the Beaniverse.
Is he malicious? I feel like
Mr. Bean is a bad person.
I feel like he might even be nicer than Trevor. Because Trevor's fucking... In the end of Mr. Bean, there's always like, oh, you saved my son. Or, oh, you...
In the movies. In yeah. the shows, he is a reprehensible
I've
human
never
being.
Seen the shows. Okay.
Yeah.
Human Bean.
Human Bean.
Okay. Interesting.
Human bee.
Well, we'll be right back with more It's All Bean Done, a Barenaked Ladies podcast.
Like, do the wheel.
Yeah, dude. Hey, Evan.
Hey, you can make anything into a pet. What do you do? It becomes a pet for you.
Anything. I guess I would make, like... The Metal Gear from the series Metal Gear, my pet.
What is that?
I've never played
a Metal Gear game.
A walking portable nuclear arsenal, basically.
So you want like a fucking... You want like an exotic animal that will kill anything? Like
I do want a protector, yes.
Okay, so it you have just become like...
Public enemy number one.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You have the Metal Gear.
But what the fuck is the government going to do? I'll nuke the shit out of them.
Let me just have you sniped somewhere.
Oh, snipe me? But my pet... loves me.
Oh,
and if you snipe
will
me,
revenge.
It will revenge. Absolutely. No one can touch me again. I will destroy them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the fucking...
What if you like die in a car accident and your pet just goes insane and like fucking blows up the city?
I think he would...
Just destroys the world.
He would Hachiko me. He would just sit at my front steps and lay down and wait for me and all of his dudes.
Oh, like that fucking Japanese dog.
Hachiko. Yeah.
Hachiko.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. He would Hachiko me. Yeah, I think so. What would you make into a pet?
I don't know. Like a statue.
Okay, of what?
It's just one of those Grecian statues without any arms.
Okay.
It's a cute little guy walking around in the back.
Okay, well, see, my Metal Gear could already walk. When you make a statue your pet, does it become...
Yeah, it becomes like a golem. A little golem.
Okay, all right. A golem or a golem? Big difference.
Yes!
Yes! Fucking statue of David going... Yes! Would it be like a like a famous statue?
Yeah, it would have to be
a famous statue. You would get the Arnold statue from outside of the GCC.
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah,
just
absolutely.
That big fucking bronze Arnold clomping around.
That's another...
Like 1.5 size, life-size Arnold.
Fucking great deterrent, because you want him to protect you.
I don't feel like I need protection, but like, also I'm not a threat. I'm not like a Metal Gear level threat. Like, they're just like, oh, there's a weird guy with a walking statue.
Yeah, but if the government sniped you,
why would they? It's not like I'm gonna send him after anybody.
I know. Well, you've done stuff.
And if I did, they could probably destroy it. It's just a statue.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying you're giving yourself no fucking dead man's trigger here.
I just want a pet, man. Just enjoying my life.
Nope. See, mine is all about utilitarianism. Every decision in my life.
Okay. Mine is the COVID virus.
There you go.
All
That's
of
what
it.
I'm talking about. But then you constantly have COVID, right? Because it gets inside you. It wants to be with you.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know. Maybe it listens to you.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's an obedient pet.
That's very nice. If you controlled the COVID virus and I were sick with COVID, could you say, COVID come out?
Yeah.
Wow!
But you wouldn't want to be like, see, that's a heavy burden, because there's a lot of good people who are dying of COVID. Yeah,
then you have to be the fucking guy who fucking goes around the world and takes COVID away
from
people.
Yeah, that's a heavy responsibility.
Yeah, you just fucked yourself.
That woman who can smell cancer.
What?
There's like an Irish woman who is like, they're doing clinical studies now of her ability, because she can like, oh no, it's not cancer, it's a, it's either Parkinson's or Alzheimer's or something like that. And I listened to a fucking NPR podcast about it. I don't remember when, years
ago. She can smell Alzheimer's.
Yeah, it's like that because her husband, she's like, go take a shower. You stink. And like
what
her husband had Alzheimer's. And at some point they mailed her like 100 shirts that had been worn by like 100 elderly people.
Yeah.
And she was able to like smell people who had Alzheimer's versus like people who didn't. And the one she got wrong later developed Alzheimer's.
No so, fucking way.
But she can do it, but there's like a clinic that like, so she's working with a clinician now who are like, they're testing it.
Okay.
But she doesn't do it anymore. She's like, I'm not going to do it because like, it's a clinical study now, so I'm not doing it like for fun and profit or anything. Not that she's ever done it for profit.
Wow,
but, like, that's a heavy fucking burden.
Yeah, no fucking kidding.
But I think I would just do with COVID what like COVID is doing anyway, which is killing a bunch of conservatives because they didn't get vaccinated.
Oh, you would send it straight into them.
I'd be like, well, fuck, you don't want to get vaccinated? Fine, COVID.
Wow, you fucking just chemical weapon. Okay, wow.
I mean.
And that's great, too, because unlike my Metal Gear, people know when I am hurting them, right? But yeah. Nobody knows when you're using the COVID virus.
I'd give fucking Donald Trump COVID, like, endless COVID.
Endless COVID.
Endless
that's
COVID.
Fun.
I'd give every conservative representative from a gerrymandered district in Ohio COVID.
Yeah, that's a good one. Could you power it up, do you think, or is it just what it is?
It's just whatever variant COVID it is. I mean, it keeps... New COVID keeps popping up, so yeah. I'll give them whatever the dominant variant is.
Okay.
And it's probably like COVID is getting weaker and weaker, so it's only going to be like deadly for another couple of years, right?
I mean, you got to use it now.
I don't know. It's always going to be deadly to
some people.
Yeah, I don't know if it's deadlier than the flu. I think the COVID numbers are roughly approximate to the flu now in deaths, but I don't know. I haven't really looked at it in a couple months.
I'm glad we're speculating on it though.
Yeah,
that's a fun thing to do.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Thanks for this.
You're welcome.
Oh, I forgot we were in the commercial.
Yeah, you gotta. I kept wanting to throw it to you.
You know who else has COVID? That's the cast of Tales of the Voidfarer, a D&D 5e Spelljammer podcast nominated for Best Podcast at the 2021 Annie Awards. Yes, that's right. You can follow the spacefaring adventures of Ravenous, Luckbeak, and Marco as they find themselves new recruits of the crew of the Voidfarer, an independent spelljammer ship exploring a new crystal sphere called Krot Space.
Krot Space? I forgot about... Oh shit, this is the first time I've seen it spelled. I always thought it was C-H-R-O-T space. Krot Space.
H-R-O-T. Oh, yeah.
But now
it's
C-R-A-A-T space.
That's correct, yes.
Man, I'm getting so many like looks behind
the
curtain.
Lore, yeah.
Usually Saker reads off a computer screen I cannot see. His notes and everything.
They both had to man versus be it, though. Can they uncover the secrets of the lost Kratorian Empire, or will they fall victim to the same mysterious calamity that befell the ancient wild spacefaring civilization thousands of years ago?
So here's my question. Not about Voidfarer. We're over that.
Okay.
But like,
let me just say that new episodes are coming out bi-weekly, I think, now.
Surprising.
Unbelievably so.
Do you think anyone happened upon this podcast because they wanted they're looking for a man versus bee podcast? Not a bare naked ladies podcast, but like
happened upon our, not Tales of the Voidfarer,
no,
but our podcast.
Yeah, so you think this is like someone's second episode of our stuff that they're listening to?
God, I sure fucking hope so. I don't know. Are there a lot of people out there? I got my man versus bee chapter 9 and I need more. I need my fill of MVB. I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
No. I think there are probably bean fans out there that are in it for our bean content.
That's fair.
There's probably
this is probably somebody's fifth episode.
Yeah.
Or fourth episode, because we've done the both movies.
Bean's Holiday, and then Memphis is Bean 1
yeah,
and 2.
Yeah, so forth.
Okay. All right. So yeah. Well, see you.
See you.
And we're back with more It's All Been Done, a Bare Naked Ladies podcast. Now's the time in the show when
we
spin
that.
Oh,
man, I never get to see the wheel either. And I never get to hear it like this.
Oh, I don't even have my headphones in anymore.
Oh, I do.
What's a maybe about? What's a maybe about? What's a maybe about?
Bean.
Good cop, bad cop, the narrator. Oh, good cop, bad cop, Trevor into a date with a mutual friend. Okay, so.
Who are we trying to cop? Just. One of our, I always forget, like, we're trying to get them into a date with somebody.
With somebody we know. We think that Trevor would be good for somebody in our social
circle.
Okay,
so first we have to pick, well, I don't think we've picked personal friends. I think we've always been like Joe Biden.
I do kind of want to hook up Trevor with Cease Richards. I think that would be a lot of fun. What do you think about that?
All right. All right.
Okay.
All right. John Haddle.
Okay, John Haddle. Let's go with John. Do you want to go with Joe Biden?
We'll go with John Haddle.
Okay, great. So my child.
So what do we know
friend.
About John Haddle? John Haddle is a... He can poop his pants up to 3 times and never... He's never cold.
He's never cold. Yes, he's pooped his pants a successful number of times.
He has a septum piercing.
Wait, hold on. The septum is the nose?
Yes.
No, he has a Prince Albert.
Oh, okay. He has a yes. Prince Albert.
Yeah. Right. He's a professional chef now.
Oh.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. He's got a child and is married.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
That's perfect for Trevor.
Great. Okay.
Trevor, I feel like that's perfect for you, Trevor, because you have a kid. Haddle has a kid.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are really going to bond over that.
Yeah, I think so.
And
okay.
Haddle's obviously in an open relationship because we're not about Haddle stepping
Never.
Out on his
no,
lovely
no, no.
wife, Linda.
Uh-huh.
Linda Haddle.
Gail.
Gail Haddle.
Gail.
I was close.
Yeah, you were real. Linda and a Gail are barely one step removed.
I mean, they're both old lady names.
Yeah, kind of. Gail is kind of a fantasy name now, isn't it?
That's Windy.
Wendy is a fantasy
windy.
Name.
Windy. Well, isn't that Wendy isn't like a...
It was invented for Peter Pan.
Yeah.
Which is fucking like wild.
Yeah, fucking blew my mind too.
Yeah, Wendy. Wendy. See, windy. I'm the Windy guy. Yeah.
Do you think Dave Thomas named his daughter Wendy after... The Wendy from Peter Pan?
No. I think Wendy was probably a popular name around that time. And so he said, I'm going to name my daughter.
So like Wendy is like the Khaleesi of...
Wait, she's adopted. She maybe already had the name Wendy.
Oh, Dave Thomas wasn't married? It's not his biological daughter, Wendy?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, now I'm confused and concerned. Should I look this up or do I not give any shit?
I don't think it matters here. Okay. We're trying to hook Trevor up with Haddle.
Well, yeah, I know, but also...
And their first date's going to be at a Wendy's.
Okay, all right, good. All right, so they're going to Wendy's. It's one of the old Wendy's that has the sunroom.
Oh, yeah.
And the big garden buffet.
And they do like a... This is like a Wendy's that... So Haddle knows the owner, right?
Okay.
Haddle knows the owner. He's going to go in the back and he's going to make you the best fucking... Wendy's you've ever had in your life.
It's gonna be so good.
It's like a chef takeover of Wendy's.
Yeah, I like that. In fact, he cuts so few corners, the fucking patties are octagonal. That's how many fucking corners he cut. Okay,
so it's like a black tie optional Wendy's. Like, White Castle used to do that, like on Valentine's
black,
Day.
Oh, they still they set the candles and tables yeah. And yeah. You're right. She's the fourth child of Dave and Lorraine Thomas. Grew up in Upper Arlington. Love that. Love
just
that.
Down the street.
So fun.
Fucking throw a rock and hit Wendy in the head. Do you think they still live there, the Wendy?
I could tell you where she lives right now.
Can you tell me the last 4 of her social security number?
What do you think she's doing? Do you think she still is part of the Wendy's franchise?
I mean, she probably gets that sweet Wendy's cash.
Yeah, well, I'm sure she gets the cash, but like, do you think she's still part of, do you think she's an owner or, I don't know. I don't care.
She's got stock in it for sure.
Yeah. Oh man, this is that's the picture it's based on.
Oh yeah, she does look,
fuck.
She looks like a Wendy.
Fucking wild. All right.
Pippi Longstocking sort of shit.
Haddle goes in the back. He's cooking for Trevor. In the meantime, a fucking ferret gets into the Wendy's. Slips right through the door and steals Trevor's wallet. So Trevor can't pay for dinner. Trevor feels ashamed. He has to go hunt this ferret down.
Yeah. So Haddle comes back out, fucking dressed to the nines, beautiful mm-hmm. octagonal hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
He's like fries, fried in duck fat, pomfrites.
Oh my
pom
God.
Frites.
Fucking beautiful. All right.
A frosty that he has not machined.
Oh,
It's a frosty made of artisan cream.
Artisan cream. Also,
cacao.
Strangely, a handmade Coca-Cola. I don't know how he got the 11.
Syrup. He took the coconut.
Yes.
No, the coca, that's a word, nut. Not the coconut.
He nutted in the cocoa.
Yeah.
And here it is.
So he comes out with that, and you just see his face fall.
Because
he was looking for it. Because
the Wendy's is on fire at this point.
And he's responsible because he's chef in charge.
Yes, absolutely.
And like a captain, he has to go down with his ship.
Jesus.
R.I.P. John Haddle.
He fucking escorts Trevor out, walks back
in. Well, Trevor's gone. Trevor's after the ferret.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Ferret ran into the woods.
So he fucking just self-immolates in the woods.
He just sits there. You see his head droops and then fucking cuts fade to black.
Okay, cool. So we didn't good cop, bad cop him. We just described their date, which is perfectly fine. Yeah. I don't think we need any more
And Trevor
than that.
Is found months later in the woods. Naked. Naked and afraid.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Does he make friends with the ferret?
Well, he's a...
It goes better than the bee.
Yeah, he has to... So his life has to come out immeasurably better.
Okay. Why?
Because that's how man versus bee works. Man versus ferret. So Hattle's dead.
Okay.
Trevor
finds a $20 bill in the woods. And he and the ferret kind of just retire on that, I think.
Yeah, I think that's how they live the rest of their lives.
That makes sense.
They're pretty happy together in the little den.
Well, Will, I hope we answered your question. Now's the time in the show when we take a message from our friends, our fans, our goofy little Gabbos.
Gabbos.
This is an email from our friend. Oh, by the way, if you want to email us, it's allbeendonepodcast@gmail.com. Send us some emails. This email is titled In-Flight Resequences, and it's from our friend David.
Hey, David, resequence buddy. Here we go.
To the scholars of what has been done. Congratulations on getting caught up on BNL. Again, I am delighted to hear that the podcast will continue as much as I mourn for your Sunday free time. It's wild that people know that we record on Sundays.
We
timestamp our episodes. Yeah. And as always, here are your resequence playlist. Saker's In Flight and Evan's In Flight Best Afterlife, I will link in the description. For Saker's, you said to cut off the last minute of Peace Lady, but since I can't do that, I just added the songs Cut and The Last Minute. Also, I made do with the version of Make Yourself Uncomfortable I could find. Also, it was a joke, but The Last Minute is genuinely pretty good. Additionally, since I forgot to do it for the last album, here are the updated rankings for how good Saker is at guessing Evan's resequences. Detour to Force, 6 out of 14. Okay. In Flight, 4 out of 14. In total, 59 out of 156.
Jesus Christ.
37.8%.
I love getting your stats.
I'm down 0.4% since last time. But I'm consistent. Down 0.4% is not bad. Yeah. Okay. So I'm usually about... I get about a third of them, which doesn't sound right. I feel like... Ugh. Anyway, a question. The prophecy has been told for ages. And now one night, a meteor disturbs Ed Robertson from his sleep. Investigating, he discovers an alien insect who informs Ed that he is one of the chosen four who must save the world. I see what you're doing, David. Thus begins Bare Naked Ladies, the RPG for the Super Nintendo Entertainment System. What class archetype, fighter, mage, thief, etc., does each member fall under? Do any of them have any special skills or mechanics, such as blue magic, a transmode, or maybe just a large supply of homemade explosives? What is each lady's weapon of choice? And of course, who are some of the bosses that they fight, and what is the climactic finale? Thanks for answering and for making a great podcast. Here's to outliving several more podcast networks, David. Okay.
Put the fucking... What podcast network are we on? Project Derailed? We're going to put you in the grave.
We cannot wait to see you fall, Derailed.
We're going to light the pyre.
How many have we been through?
Three.
Orange Groves.
IABD.
IABD.
And now
that's
it. This is our third,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what class is each Brannigan lady? I fucking love this question. It's so good. I feel like... In most Final Fantasy games and shit like that, the main character is usually just like a well-rounded archetype. But what is that? Just be like a fighter.
Just a fighter.
Just a fighter.
I do like the name fighter.
Just like one who
it's like
fights.
It's like grasshopper. It just describes who you are and what you do.
Yeah. Okay, a fighter. This is my whole life has been around fighting.
So Ed's a fighter.
Ed's a fighter. Yes.
Ed's a fighter, but he's a... like a paladin, I see him, because he's got some charisma behind him, right?
Yes.
He's the front man, right? So he's a paladin.
Okay. All right. I could see that. He's a fighter, a paladin. Kevin is a lover. Is that a class that you can...
Kevin is a bard.
Did you see that shit that people posted on our Discord that you don't look at?
No.
Okay.
I didn't.
I guess this is Bare Naked News. It was like a million years ago, so it's gonna take me a second to scroll back and find. Also, one of our listeners went to, I think, 7 out of 10 UK shows that existed.
Wow.
Yeah, that
impressive.
Yeah.
Did they get to meet the
VIP shows every time. And he was like...
And they're like, oh, hey, David.
Yeah, basically.
That's gotta be weird though. Like somebody pays, I don't know, $300 to hang out with you for
a
half hour
strange.
And they do it. It's gotta be weird on the ladies end. Cause they do it like once is fine, but like 7 times.
Yeah.
That's gotta be interesting. It's gonna be an interesting interaction. I'm curious to see how that went for them.
This is from way back at the end of February.
Okay.
But Isum posted, I went to high school with one of the BNL. He is a classically trained musician. I saw him in a club years ago and had recently found out he had joined the Bare Naked Ladies. I said to him, really? Bare Naked Ladies, you're so much better than that. Not an insult, but they were kind of a quirky light pop band, in my opinion, and he was classically trained. Oh, they were. Okay. Anyway, right after I said that, he leaned over and kissed me, LOL. And people were like speculating, and I was like, should I message this person and ask them like who it was? And people were like, no, don't do that. Uh-huh. But then they just responded anyway. Somebody said, I'm gonna guess it was Andy Cregan, and the person said, no, it was Kevin.
Aww,
speaking
Kev.
Of Kevin being a lover,
our little Kev
leaned over and kissed someone without asking. And oh, Kevy boy,
you
that's
just,
a
you
fun
feel
story.
a connection
is made, you're right, yeah,
somewhere.
Okay, Ed is a fighter.
A paladin,
specifically, yes.
Yes, I could see him laying on hands. I could see him having a little bit of magic, just a little splurch. I could see him holding up a glowing sword.
For sure.
That's Ed.
Does he have any special, like, game mechanics that he can do? Like, you know how Saban Figaro, you could do, like, Street Fighter inputs, and he would do special moves. Oops. Or, like, you know, Gao could jump on enemies and steal their abilities as long as you were in the veld.
Nope.
Or, like, fucking Go-Go would mm-hmm. do the thing that the person
oh,
before
yeah.
them did.
Nope.
Umaro would... All right, I did my rule of threes, and then I went to a fourth, and it just got...
Yeah, you don't want to push beyond a third.
What could Ed... I think Ed has a mode where... he can ignore every fifth attack. So if it's the fifth time you fought him, I think just because he's gone through so many iterations of Bare Naked Ladies, he can just let things bounce off his skin. In flight, didn't get any coverage. Who cares, buddy? We're still
just doing the best I can.
We're just doing the best we can.
So yeah, he can opt out of a fight.
Yeah. He can. Every time an enemy attacks you, it brings up a menu that says opt in or opt out.
Would you prefer to be fighter? No, I'll just do my own thing.
No,
thanks.
I'm good.
I don't need. No,
that's good.
I'm happy
yeah.
with how my life is.
Yeah, I like that. Okay.
And then, but periodically, he becomes Dark Ed in a fight.
Oh, because no.
Because we occasionally get like a too old.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Where he gets angry about something.
Sure. And then he could attack his fellow Bare Naked Ladies.
Yeah.
That's the downside of opting out too much.
Yes.
Okay, got it. Tyler. Tyler is a...
I want to say like a barbarian, like some like fucking guy.
We're doing D&D again, though.
I see him.
We need to move
okay.
away from D&D.
I see him. Well, I don't know fucking Final Fantasy. Ninja.
Okay. Yeah, they're ninjas.
I see Tyler in like either a vest or like those crisscrossing like leather straps from the 80s
yes.
sword and sorcery movies.
Yeah. Okay. I could see that. Yeah, I don't know what the Final Fantasy...
I see him in a bronze urn waiting for his dick to melt off. I see him hanging from a tree for 7 days.
What kung fu movie is this?
Not a kung fu movie. That's from Circle of Iron, starring David Carradine and some old-looking barbarian man.
Some old-looking man. All right.
It's like those 80s shows where, like, I think like the 80s and 90s were, like, the last decades where, like, actors looked like human beings.
Okay.
And now they all look sort of very, very samey.
Okay. Interesting. So he's a barbarian. We'll just say barbarian. It's fine. Or ninja. I like ninja. I'm going to go with ninja.
He's a ninja. He's okay. a ninja. So he's in a like fucking Shang Tsung. He's dressed like Shang Tsung.
Okay.
So he's got like the vest. He's got the like,
the little hat,
harem pants.
Okay. Did he?
Oh,
wear,
no.
Like
Shang Tsung from the Mortal Kombat movies.
Oh shit. Okay.
Not the old man Shang Tsung from
okay.
the.
No. Well, I mean, he became young again. It's fine. Mm. It doesn't matter. All right. What's his special power? So he's a ninja. But I think he can... Oh, you know what? He has Queen of Quenza ability from Final Fantasy IX where he can eat enemies and then gain their powers. So he has the ability because it all comes back with time.
Wait, so does he eat a part of them or does he like eat the entire enemy?
It's kind
of
like Pokemon where you knock them down far enough and then once their HP is super low,
but
instead of defeating them, you could just eat the whole fucking enemy.
I know he eats them. But like, yeah. Oh, so he eats the whole thing.
Yeah.
He just unhinges his jaw.
Yeah.
Fucking gives him a warrior's death.
He's a ninja, man. His life is like a video game. All right. Jim is a calculator from Final Fantasy Tactics. He can do fucking split second calculations in his head. Figure out the
just
trajectory
that, just,
of that arrow.
Just that, every attack, it just brings up that beautiful mind gif.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. There are numbers flying around his face. Yeah, he's good with projectile weapons because he knows the wind speed. He knows
the angle.
Yes.
He never enters a fight he doesn't win.
That's right. Oh, yes. He could tell you your stats on, you know, which enemies are too powerful for you before you fight them. Yeah. It's like an,
but his power also is that if you're fighting a more powerful enemy, he's just not there.
I like that. Okay. And how does that relate to real life? It doesn't.
No, I just, if he's a calculator, right? He knows, he knows what's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
He's done the odds.
And his special thing that he can do about
odds are, well, then he comes back, because odds are
that
we will
probably be alright.
Finally be alright. Final fantasy be alright.
Somebody asked Ed what the, like, 27 and 6 to 1 that you're going to be alright, like, where he just says random numbers, and he was just like, it sounded good. It doesn't mean anything. It's fine.
It's like, stop doing this to my songs.
I hate that. Ed is so fucking bad nowadays. He's just bad.
Well, I mean, I don't know. No one should be doing what we're doing to their songs.
No, it's true. So what can Jim do? Jim can, who just doesn't show up sometimes. Okay, that's his
Jim,
special
Okay, so what Jim does is periodically you'll be walking through the overworld and you'll go into a fight scene and there'll be nothing there. And Jim will just take 7 attacks. He'll just fire 4 arbalist arrows up into the
okay,
air.
Okay, it's like a cutscene.
And then 20 minutes later, not even, you've done 5 fights since then. Those, they will come down and hit the boss.
Okay,
for,
got
for
you.
Critical damage.
I like that. Okay. So, okay. Every so often, it'll cut to the last boss of the game, and you'll have no cut. You won't even know who he is.
Sometimes he just cuts to the last boss.
And you'll fucking see him getting pelted with shit. And be like, what the fuck? What the, stop!
Him on the toilet, and he gets shot with a fucking arrow.
Okay, so his special ability is to just fucking juice up or to fucking tenderize the last boss a little bit. I like it. And Kevbo. I think
peace lady.
Oh yeah,
lady,
is there a pacifist I don't think there is, but I think he's kind of got
sometimes he'll just lean over and kiss the enemy.
Okay, sure. Yeah. What
sometimes he'll be on the enemy's side.
Yeah, he's a I'm doing Final Fantasy Tactics for that. He's a dancer. Dancers can charm enemies. Dancers can, yeah, so
sometimes enemies charm him.
Oh shit, that's true. He's real susceptible to charm. Yeah.
You gotta constantly reaffirm your relationship with him. He needs constant positive affirmation or he'll switch sides.
Jesus Christ.
It's not malicious. Like, he just, you know, he goes where the praise is.
He needs that attention.
Yeah. But
okay.
You know, he's got a good heart.
He does.
You can't bring
he?
Yourself to fight him.
No. And his special ability is called Flying Dreams. And Ev, what does that do?
It makes every fight. Okay, you've beaten the enemies, but the fight goes on for another 2 minutes.
Oh, no. Okay. In your subconscious, were you just thinking about it? And
no, it's got a long tail. Every fight has a long tail.
Sure. Okay, I fucking got it. All right. That's good. You're just beating the dead bodies.
So yeah, you what happens is he what's the word? Debuffs all of you.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're fighting the enemy, you get to the last 100 hit points of the enemy or whatnot, and you're doing 1,000 hit points normally, but then he debuffs the entire party, so all of you do 10 hit points
okay,
of a strike. You
great.
Can't do more than 10. So the last 5 minutes of the fight.
For fucking
yeah, last, yeah.
But he also greatly improves your defense. You're not gonna die.
Yeah.
The enemy's doing 1 to you, you're doing 1 to the enemy. It's just the fucking
it's the fucking worst.
Oh, I hate that shit. All right.
And that's called Flying Dreams.
Was there anything else? What's each lady's weapon of choice?
Ed's glowing sword.
It has a glowing sword.
Tyler is his greasy little mitts.
Yeah, Tyler has 2 forks.
I'm going to eat you. Two forks and a bib.
Yes, exactly.
A lobster bib and a tub of butter for dipping.
Jim has a TI-86. And Kev has...
A picture of himself.
Oh, I like that. Yeah, okay, he can fling it out there.
A little oil painting of himself.
Good. Just a stack of them. Finally, what are some of the bosses they fight, and what's the climactic finale? I think in the end, I don't know who some of the bosses are, but I think the last boss... Wow, is it...
The last boss is Rowan Atkinson.
Okay.
Who's been with him the whole time. It's like
okay.
a little ally.
He's been there man by the computer, like telling them what to do, and the big reveal
he's
is...
He's like their little weapon... He could be their like weapon valet. He plays a lot of... He wears a lot of hats.
Okay.
But then they find out like he's been responsible for everything. He's not... It's not a plan. He's just been responsible.
Okay, got it. Okay, so are they fighting him on purpose? Well, they just have to put an end to his fucking...
He's destroyed their lives.
Yeah,
okay. He's destroyed their lives.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's not like he's taken off his mask and revealed that he's the bad guy. They're just like, oh, shit.
You did this.
He's like,
no. But like, I mean, yes. And it's not accidental. He did it because he's a Bean character. And he did it out of like narcissism and self-interest.
Okay.
So,
I like that. But along the way, you fight Stephen Page. It's got to be a boss fight,
yeah,
right?
Stephen Page.
He's kind of the big... You think he's the primary antagonist the whole game, right? And then it turns out that Bean has been pulling the strings.
It turns out that it's Andy Cregan.
Oh, Andy. Oh, shit. Okay, I feel like Andy's that party member who, like, you lose halfway through the game.
And they become, like they become a dark paladin or
sure,
something.
Sure, he's an Aerith, he's a Shadow, he's a Cecil. Yeah, okay, we're on the same page here, sure. I think you fight Donovan Woods.
Donovan Woods. Battling in the belt like everyone should.
He's because he upstages you at some point.
You fight Kevin Griffith.
Okay, yeah, you fight Kev.
No, what's his name? Peter. No, what's his fucking name?
Kevin Griffith. You had it. Okay. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. All right. I think those are good bosses.
You fight who's that fucking guy who did a bunch of their albums that you love?
They're fucking...
The producer?
Oh, Michael Wojciechowski. Whatever the fuck. Fight Ron and Nello. You fight Brian Wilson.
Yeah, every stage they go through... You know how, like, Final Fantasy has, like, not stages, but, like...
Towns or whatever?
Like, settings. Like now you're in the grasslands. Now you're in the giant spaceship.
Sure.
You know, now you're in the arcology.
So you start in the town called Gordonsville.
Gordon's.
Right, yeah. And then, okay. And then their second town is...
A giant airship that you've got. Maybe,
okay, maybe.
Maybe you should drive.
Got it. Yeah okay. You have to clear it out.
We're not
going to
do this for every fucking album.
No, we're not. Okay.
20 minutes later. And then...
20 minutes and zero laughs later.
And then you're in flight, back in the airship.
Back in the airship again, another airship, different airship. All right, David, you're a fucking saint. I hope we answered your question.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, Ev, it's done. This is our May episode.
Nice.
We got to keep recording. We can't take another two. We deserved a 2-month gap.
Yeah.
But we can't do this again.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Let's record.
We'll make
soon.
A date. We'll make a date.
Okay. What's going on in your life? Any books coming out?
When
is your Beast Wars book coming
Beast
out?
Beast Wars. Oh, Lego. My Lego.
Your Lego Beast Wars. Wars.
Hey, they get everything now.
Yeah, they do. Why not?
What's that one? Bionicle. My Bionicle book.
Oh my God, do you have a Bionicle coming?
I have a Bionicle book. McGonagall from Harry Potter. McGonagall's Bionicle is what I call it.
McGonagall's Bionicle.
It's a Harry Potter.
Oh, I fucking love this. Okay, great.
Lego Harry Potter, Bionicle, together at last.
She's the one who brought the Bionicles to life.
Yes!
Oh! Do you have books coming out?
Spinjago.
Spinjago.
I had a book come out in April, a paperback copy of the book they released about elves.
What was it?
Children of Dickless Children, I think is what you called it.
Children of Dickless. Okay, cool. Cool.
So
that's
the review was, this is just a paperback reprint of a book they released last year. Hardback.
Did somebody actually review it like that?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I got.
That rules. Does it have an audio?
Paperback now. It had an audio long ago.
Okay, cool.
Run done by Amy Roxon, who does a great job. Far better than my book deserved.
Wow, okay. So. Anything in the pipeline? Can you tease us?
I got a book coming out in August, but I can't tell you what it's about. They haven't released the copy
yet. Definitely be at Gen Con promoting that shit.
No, I don't promote. The Black Library doesn't let me promote at the cons.
Okay.
I only promote for Aconite at the cons.
You are a special guest this month at MarCon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In Columbus, Ohio, along with the Crypto Naturalist,
and
Jaren Anderson, and 2D6.
And
the Harp Twins. And their friends, the other twins. I am so excited that all three of us are going to be at a convention together.
Yeah, we all sort of like... came in separately. They reached out to us.
Well, no, they didn't. Well, because they reached out to
Jared. Yeah.
And Jared said, I'm not really a sci-fi author. I'll come to your con, but you should contact Evan. So he gave them your name, and they reached out to you. And then he told me all this, and I was like, if you and Evan are going to be there... So I wrote them an email that truly was just based on like, hi, I'm good friends with both of these guys. The email's so craven. It's like, we're a bonded trio. You cannot separate us.
I thought that they had got you separately. No. Okay.
I emailed them. I was like, hey, I also want to be there if they're there. And
nice.
They rebooked
For some reason, I thought you had played MarCon before.
I did. Oh. We played last year, and there was maybe 7 people at our show, and 3 of them left halfway through. I don't know why we're getting rebooked.
Oh.
I don't know.
Nice.
Anyway, we're doing a live, It's All Been Done, a Bare Naked Ladies podcast from MarCon.
No, we're not.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I don't cross the streams.
Oh, you really should. You should.
I don't know.
Okay. All right. My album will be out next month.
I forget what reward level I got. I got the big rewards.
Did you fill out your survey?
Hell yeah.
Thank you. All right. I'm Saker.
I'm Evan.
And we'll see you again.
Beeps.
What you got in there? Yeah!